I understand what you're doing.
Well, that's a great start to the morning. I could do it by memory here.
Well, I understand what you're doing. Yeah. You want to save all of the sports information for when you and I do the sports broadcast, in about 20 minutes or when we do the sports segment. Okay. I understand that, and I appreciate that. That's looking out for the well-being of the program.
I'm not in the mood now.
Huh?
I'm not in the mood now for your sarcasm.
You're going to have to get over that. You got 4 hours of it to put up with there, Spunky.
What would we do during the broadcast?
Yeah, I know. You don't have much of a choice. Mm. Okay, so there's some good news that comes to us out of Milwaukee. Remember how we've been following and talking about this Stradivarius violin that was stolen?
It's back. They found it.
They recovered it. Yes. And I'll be honest with you, I'm very surprised about that. I'm pleasantly surprised, but I'm a little surprised that they recovered it. I thought by now, I was under the impression this was a professional hit. This was a professional heist, and you weren't going to see it. You might arrest the guys that did the crime, but you weren't going to see the violin. And they did recover it. Now, here's the problem I've got.
Mm-hmm.
The article that I'm reading comes to us from the Journal Sentinel Online or whatever.
Right.
This is really crappy reporting. I love the fact that they say that they recovered it. They say that the artist that lost it, Frank Allman, the musician, that he was tased when it was stolen from him.
Right.
They talk about how glad he is to have it back. How thankful he is at the hard work of the police and all about the mental stress that he went through. Not one word about how they recovered the violin.
But that's not the main report on the story.
It is the main report.
No, that's from the entertainment section of the paper.
No, but the whole thing.
Go to the front page and you'll find the story.
I did go to the front page. This is the main story. And it doesn't say how they found the violin.
That's from the arts section. That's not the main story.
Oh, you are such a pain. You know what?
You have to go to the news section to find the real
story. This is the news section. There's the article right there. You click on the article, bada boom, bada bing, and it takes you to that. They don't talk about how they found it.
Would you like me to find that information for you? They arrested three people, one who had been involved in some thefts of this type before.
Two are still in custody.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't say how they found the violin.
Well, the one guy talked.
That
the one guy led them to where it was.
The article doesn't say that. The article doesn't give any information to that at all.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? I want to know. I want an episode of special.
Well, today's the anniversary
SUV
of,
or something.
Today's the anniversary of America's Most Wanted.
There we go. That's what I want.
You want John Walsh on the case.
I want John Walsh coming up saying today. And you know, if John Walsh was doing it though, you know, it's going to be some gangbanger from L.A. that took the.
Or it's going to be some just vile crime.
Yeah,
not tasing some musician to steal a violin.
He came out and then he chopped him into little bits and sent him into 14 bags. Around the country.
Right.
It doesn't answer the question that we really want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Police will tell you one of the reasons why they hold off on tasing people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people lose control of their bodily functions while being tased.
That's the most important thing you want to know is whether or not the musician who got tased lost his bodily functions.
Suddenly, I have no interest in carrying anything that might get me tased if that's what happens. Our reporter in Green Bay who once got tased.
Yeah, no.
It was part of a news story he was working on. He was a young junior reporter.
Did he?
Screamed, oh, mother of God, and was told not to eat dinner before the tasing.
Really?
It's like when you get blood drawn. No eating before.
Well, you're going to have to fast before we do this experiment to you. I hadn't heard that you embarrass yourself. Now, what about these poor officers that are chasing down these psychos that get high on drugs and get naked and run around? And then the only way you're going to bring them in is you got to tase them.
And police will tell you, too, that if you're high on things, meth, cocaine, or what have you,
life.
A lot of times they fight through the tase and that it's not.
This sounds like a segment for the show. We could have, when we have our friend from the sheriff's department come in, I'll have him bring his taser along and he could test it out on you.
That's probably not a good idea. Today it really wouldn't be a good idea to do that.
Not volunteering for that.
I'm not in the mood for it today.
No, sir.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that again.
Well, you've had it happen to you before. Nice. You thought you just let that go slide by, huh?
Anyway,
yes.
We've got a lot of really interesting stuff that we're going to be going through on the show today. I found an article late in the program yesterday. We didn't get a chance to get to it. But there, apparently, Facebook, wanting to help us out in its inimitable fashion, Facebook wants us to be able to draw up a legal contract with our friends and borrow money from them using this app that they have developed.
Woo-hoo, the Moocher app.
Yeah, basically. Here's the thing, though. The app is set up and the agreement is set up in such a way that if you defriend the person, you don't legally have to pay him back.
Well, who is going to do that?
You know what, Seth? You're
nobody
no
now.
Help. Why don't you tell us this privately for a day or two and then make it a morning show, Tom?
I'm so sorry. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Hey, Tom, you got $20? Mm. WSAU will be right back.
There's only three hotels in Sochi. Of course, you have the Ritz Chernobyl. You have the Sheraton Gulag, and really the best one over there, you have the Two Seasons.
The Two Seasons.
In Sochi, when they tell you that your room is not ready, what they really mean is it hasn't been built yet.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, the hotels are lousy. The Olympic Village is a mess. The food is horrible. And, you know, well, that's what happens when you piss off gay people.
Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSA.